All right, we can open up for questions, guys.
Andrew, what kind of expectations do you have for the Bears defense on Sunday?
I think one, obviously historically great. We got all stars all over the field. Expect them to be good, to be fast, to be physical, and give all the guys a great challenge.
Andrew, in working with Bruce, I mean, he seems so receptive with Roethlisberger to kind of tailor the playbook. Has there been a lot of give and take as far as what you can do and what input you have in what's being called?
Yeah, I think he has a great feel for what quarterbacks like and dislike, in his offense. And he puts, I think, obviously he's going to have his, mark on the offense and what's being called. But we do, I think, have great communication on all levels. Whether it's big picture stuff or little whatever details, but he seems to have a good feel for what I like naturally, I don't feel myself very often saying, oh, I hate this play that he's calling right now. So I think he's got a great sense of that, and I notice that he sort of calls it a little different for each quarterback that's in there, but the communication's been great, and I think he just has a good feel for what different quarterbacks like.
Is the success of Cam Newton and Dalton last season, is that sort of increased pressure for rookie quarterbacks more so than there already is pressure?
I don't know. I think, any quarterback in the NFL is going to have some pressure on him to win and succeed and win now. It's not a culture that likes to wait around for things to get good. I hope I don't have to wait around to be a decent football player. I don't think that affects the way I approach things too much.
Are you paying attention to whether Urlacher plays or not?
Yeah, I think you have to pay attention whether he plays or not. He's best, one of the best ever, if not the best, middle linebacker. We'll definitely know, definitely be aware of him. And if he doesn't play, I'm sure their defense will be fine. They're good as always, and someone will step up. And if he does play, it's another challenge for us.
Andrew, how does this your mindset compare going into your first NFL regular season game with your first college game? Do you feel like a freshman all over again? What does this feel like compared to them?
Yeah, I feel a little more well prepared now than I did my first college game. I think the preseason helps a lot, just sort of to feel a little bit of the speed of the game, and I understand. I'm sure it'll be kicked up another notch because of the regular season. But to be in there in a pocket with live rushers and say, okay, this is how big NFL guys are. This is how strong they are. So the preseason has helped a lot, and I think when you're surrounded by a lot of great players, great coaches, they help you get ready.
What are your thoughts in general just about going up against the defense that has, with guys like Peppers and Briggs and Urlacher?
Yeah, very excited. It's what a great way to kick things off, I think, with the great challenge. It'll be tough sledding to get yards, to get points. I couldn't be more excited.
Really? You wouldn't be more excited against a bad defense?
No, I think this is it's a wonderful opportunity to go up against I think a lot of players that are arguably the best at their position and play at a high level. So it'll be a great measuring stick per se.
Was there one thing that Jim Harbaugh or anybody has said to you? That one piece of advice said, whatever you do, watch out for, rather than. One piece of advice was given to you that really sticks.
That really sticks. That's a good question. I think, practice to get better, I guess, is the advice received. That stuck. I'm not sure who gave it to me, but it stuck.
Andrew, quarterback's kind of always seen as a position of leadership, but is it, or how difficult is it to come in as a rookie and establish yourself as a leader on a veteran group of players?
Yeah, I think... One, as a quarterback, I guess you naturally assume leadership just by the fact that you're talking in the huddle, you're calling plays, so the plays run through you. So I guess because of that, you're gonna assume some type of role. And as far as me, I've tried not to assert my personality or force anything. I realize I try to defer, lean on, Reggie Wayne and Samson Satelli, Winston Justice, Donald Brown, guys that have been around and sort of know how to operate. I realize, I know relatively nothing compared to these guys about, you know, about being a professional football player, about, you know, how to approach things, and I also realize too that, you know, I haven't done anything on the football field, you know, in a regular season game, so, you know, I think until I prove myself out in the football field, I definitely defer to all those guys as leaders.
How much does it help your transition or your comfort level having a familiar face like Kobe out there with you?
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's nice to, you know, have a familiar face. You know, maybe go through things together. And you know, he's a good football player as well, so I think it's nice to have him on the team. But you know, I don't think it'd be any, you know, harder for us if we were on different teams. I think he'd fit in with any locker room very well, and you know, I'd like to think the same myself.
Any other questions, guys? All right, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely.